Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Randy. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today. Our topic today is, my pay. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. If you live in a state or city where there are income taxes, these taxes also impact your take-home pay. Making contributions before taxes also reduces how much of your paycheck is subject to income taxes. For example, if you contribute anything to employer-sponsored health coverage, the amount is subtracted from your pay. That is because your employer is deducting taxes from every paycheck, which reduces your total compensation. Fortunately, there is a deduction available to allow you to deduct the half of your FICA taxes your employer normally pays, as long as you are filing taxes. If you are working for yourself, you have to pay the self-employment tax, which is the same as the employee portion and employer part of FICA taxes. If you are not an exempted employee, your employer has to pay you 1/1 times the normal wage rate for hours worked in excess of 40 a week. In cases where telecommuting is provided as a reasonable accommodation to an eligible individual with a disability, or as required by union contract or employment agreement, then your employer must pay you at your usual hourly rate or wage. In most cases, your employer can meet its obligations to pay its telecommuting employees by providing reasonable procedures for reporting hours, and paying employees for any hours reported. Under Pennsylvania law, employers are required to pay travel expenses when the employee is required to report to an employer's location for a time and distance basis, such as clocking in, loading, and so forth. The FLSA does not require employers to pay employees entitled to the FLSA's minimum wage and overtime protections for hours that they were scheduled to work, but did not actually work due to scheduling changes. No, the FLSA does not require overtime compensation. Generally, the FLSA requires payment only of at least the federal minimum wage for every hour worked, and overtime compensation for every hour over 40 worked during the workweek at least 1.5 times an employee's regular pay. Overtime pay is 1.5 times the straight time rate of pay of most employees in Pennsylvania. For employees on biweekly schedules, earnings are further broken up by week under the FLSA during their pay period. Monthly paid employees see the information presented by their end dates of biweekly pay periods, which are in a month, rather than by workdays in the month. Employees who are paid by the biweekly schedule should note that when three pay periods are paid within the same month, only statutory deductions are taken for the third pay period in that month. For employees who are not exempt, vacation time earned during a pay period is added to the employee's pay stub first, then hours used are subtracted from this stub. Benefits such as sick days, vacation and severance pay are payments made to the employee in lieu of being present at work. Also, generally speaking, the deductions cannot lower the total amount of pay under minimum wage, and the deductions have to be made to an employee's benefits. Your paycheck should list the number of hours that you actually worked, the rates of your wages, the total amount you earned, the amount of the tax you deducted, and any other deductions that you authorized the employer to take. Your employer should provide you with a pay stub every pay period that tells you how many hours you worked, how much you earned, and how much money you were paid. Your supervisor will provide your MyPay username when you started your job. You can access your pay statement on the main menu by clicking the payment information option. The text version of your account statement lists all the details about the data elements in your pay into one column. If you are transitioning from active duty to retiree status, there is no need to change your information, and the same username and password will transfer over to your retiree MyPay website account. Employees without access to the MyPay website will have to contact their payroll, HR representative or click the Forgot or Need Password hyperlink from the home page of the automated MyPay system and follow the prompts to get your MyPay password. Using your common access card and a smart card reader, you may access the MyPay website at any time after you receive your first paycheck by selecting smart card sign in on the MyPay home page. All current and former district employees need to sign up to access MyPay information by selecting Sign Up on the upper right or the bottom of the page. For those employees entering hours online, click the following icon that will sign you into your employee's profile. For biweekly facility staff, information about entering hours essential to employee hours, read instructions for entering essential hours on Star Garden. Under the FLSA, employers must typically only pay employees for hours they actually work, either in their homes or in their employer's offices. The FLSA requires employers to pay non-exempt employees at least minimum wage for all hours worked, and to pay them at least time and a half their usual rates for hours worked over 40 during the workweek. If your employer allows lunch periods, employers are not required to pay you for the meal periods, as long as you are not working during the lunch time, and the lunch time is longer than 20 minutes. It depends on the employer's policy regarding the payment of vacation pay. It is illegal for an employer to have a labor rule, policy, or hiring agreement that prevents employees from discussing wages with one another, or requires that you obtain permission from your employer in order to engage in that discussion. When you and another employee engage in a conversation or exchange regarding wages, it is unlawful for the employer to discipline you or retaliate against you for having such a conversation. You can have discussions about wages when not at work, when on breaks, or even at work, as long as employees are allowed other non-work conversations.
Episode 89 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Randy Michel. Adios.